From the DLC Media News Center, this is Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program produced by the DLC Media News Center. My name is Landon Kleindorfer. With me, a special guest, co-owner of a new basketball team into the community. First season for you guys in the ABA, the Hoosier State Instigators. Corey Kern, thank you so much for coming on and chatting with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now, this is a new thing to this community. Obviously, there's the Indiana Pacers. Everybody always says, you know, in 49 states, it's just basketball, state of Indiana, and even the name kind of plays along to that as well. But, I mean, what is this basketball team? What is this league? Explain that a little bit for me.
Yeah, so as you said, the Hoosier State Instigators, it's our inaugural season. We are a minor league basketball team. Kind of, if you think about it, maybe three tiers down from the NBA is kind of the best way to explain it. We play in the American Basketball Association, which, you know, was a league a long time ago, bought out and merged with the NBA. But the one of the folks that actually worked with the Pacers during that time worked for the NBA during once the merger happened and was able to get the name rights back. And so relaunched the league in 2000 as a minor league basketball league. So they're now in their 23rd season, because one season was skipped because of COVID, in which we have 150 teams across the country playing it, one of the largest professional basketball leagues in the world.
And that's what I thought was actually kind of interesting as I looked into the league itself, was the fact that, in just this area, I mean, there's the 30, it's a regular basketball league, basically the same size as the NBA, but also it's a worldwide type of a feel.
Yeah.
Like you said, that many teams, it's pretty unique in this situation. But for you guys, I mean, Apex comes in here and decides we're going to get this team. You put it here in the Wabash Valley. How did that decision making go, and what drove the decision that we want to have a basketball team?
Yeah. So, you know, our Apex Athletic Collective, the name of the company that owns the team, we, you know, really were interested in getting fans more engaged in kind of the owner's box of professional sports. So we did a lot of research, had a lot of meetings around like what leagues make sense. You know, obviously many of us are from Indiana and basketball lovers. And so basketball was kind of the first option for us. And then looking around, we visited a ton of gyms, you know, to find kind of the perfect home. And we walked into the CRC and immediately just fell in love with the place.
It is a unique gym. We have covered some games with Waxy 104.9, who does Park and Vermilion County games. They oftentimes do rivalry games from inside of there. And anytime you go in there, you get that sort of Hoosiers, Indiana basketball feel. When you talk to players, is that something that they can sort of feel as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Players love our gym, both our players and players coming in. It's a unique space. A lot of ABA teams play in either high schools or they play in like your local YMCA or community center. So to be in kind of an historic building that has the feel of an historic building and really is a ton of fun for guys. And they love the atmosphere. It gets so loud in there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And the players just feed off of it. Our first game, our players were just so pumped to hear the crowd going nuts and to feel it on the court. So it was awesome.
Yeah, other than the tiny entranceways on the opposite side, the entrance is really the only space for sound to go out because of the brick and the steel. So, yeah, it's really just bouncing around a lot. And it's a really cool place to see a basketball game. Talk to me about the team. I mean, you guys get started. What's it like to be an expansion team and to come into the league the way that you guys do? How does that process look?
Yeah, it's, you know, frankly, it was hard the first year. you know, the advantage of the NBA or even the G League or other bigger professional leagues is there are things like free agency. There,
right.
You know, all of these things. We had to scout and find players from Indiana, you know, ourselves. So it was a ton of legwork, right? Mm-hmm. And then we, you know, we held some tryouts. We ended up, I think, with a really great squad. We struggled a little bit in the beginning. We were 2-6. Now we're 4-7 going into the game this weekend against the Legends in Newcastle. But we got guys that played in college. All our players played in college. Some of them played overseas. We have a 7-foot center who dunks on everybody and is a ton of fun to watch. So that part took a little while finding the right players, but we're really happy with the guys that we got. We're really competitive, even against the top teams in the league right now. You know, if the games are close and competitive, we're not your normal expansion team that's losing every game.
Right. And that must just run in the Indiana pool as well, the 7 foot centers. You know, you got Purdue, IU, right. You guys have the 7 foot center. Indiana State, not necessarily. They've got the 6'10 Robbie Avila, a little bit different. But really cool that you guys have sort of brought this team over here. And really, it's a sort of a staple. We've got the Terre Haute Rex, which is obviously the prospect baseball league. But you guys bring a little bit more of a professional feel to sports in general and into the Wabash Valley. So it's really cool to have that in this community. You guys have something coming up, monetarily beneficial to somebody, possibly.
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and tell me about The Shot?
Yeah. So our last home game is coming up on February 11th on Super Bowl Sunday. We play at 1 p.m. There at the CRC. And we thought about it as an ownership group. We're like, what can we do to thank the community for just welcoming us with open arms in the way that they have? So we put together what we're calling the Dream Maker Game. And so at halftime, everyone who buys a ticket will be entered into a raffle to do our 24-second challenge. So if you can make a layup, a free throw, a three-pointer, and a half-court shot in 24 seconds, then you win $10,000.
Well, all righty. I mean, that's a pretty big deal. I mean, we see some of those things at Indiana State basketball games, those types of things. I think there was the putt.
Yeah, that went just recently that happened.
And, I mean, that's a huge deal. That was on ESPN. That was on their main Instagram page. So really cool that this is something that you can do in Clinton, Indiana. You're going to be able to come up, and if you're the lucky winner, it's going to be pretty awesome.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. The players, you know, normally during halftime, we take the players down. We do, game adjustments and things, but they're like, can we watch? Because if this person hits it, we want to celebrate with them.
Well, yeah, I think back to I think there was a half-court shot when the Heat and LeBron James goes and tackles the guy. And that's not just big for, you know, some community member. It's also big for you guys because, I mean, remember, people see that and they're able to understand this is a team that's not just here because, you know, this is where they ended up. This is a team that's able to build in the community and become sort of a staple in the area well.
Yeah, we love being in Clinton so much in the Wabash Valley area. Like I said, you know, folks have come with open arms. We see Instigators gear outside outside of games. We see fans like reaching out to us and talking to us all the time about the team. And so we just wanted to show that it's not just about us being in the community as something to come and see, but us being in the community as a valuable member that's giving back to a community that really deserves it and has really benefited us just in their open arms and support. So we're excited about this. It's going to be great. I hope the person hits it.
Right.
You know, absolutely. I cannot wait to see it. I'm going to be cheering them on louder than anyone else. But we're it's our last home game of the year. We're in the middle of a playoff fight. Right now we're sitting in fifth, a couple games out of the third seed, which is an automatic buy into the round of 32 national tournament. Wow. So we're right there fighting. And so, you know, to go out into our last home game and, you know, have an amped up crowd, who's excited for this person to hit a $10,000 shot, but also excited to watch a team that's averaging 125 points a game and dunking all over the place will be a fun time.
And that's the one thing that I've heard from some people that have actually been able to go out and see your games is just the scoring. I mean, the offense seems like they've been sort of clicking, it seems. So that's all obviously another reason that you want to go out and see a game. If somebody wants to get tickets, do they get them at the game, or is there another way for them to get them? How do they get tickets to the game?
Yeah, so you can absolutely get them at the game. It's $10 for adults. Kids 12 and under are always free for the first season. You can get them at the game, but also our website, we sell tickets as well, apexofsports.com. And actually, if you pre-order tickets there, we're going to give you two raffle tickets into this instead of one.
Well, there you go.
So it's even more the reason you'll have your tickets ahead of time. You don't have to worry about it, and you'll get double the chance of getting in.
So one thing I really want to talk about as well, you know, the name, the Instigators. Obviously, it's the Hoosier State Instigators, which sort of adds to that, you know, Midwest Indiana basketball feel. But where's the Instigators come from? How did that come to be?
Yeah, it's a funny story. Like I said at the beginning, Apex, we're really interested in getting fan involvement. And so, you know, all the owners have full-time jobs outside of this. All the players do, right? And so we said, what better way to engage the fans than to have them pick the name? So fans submitted name options. We did a vote in our Discord server that we run. And so fans from all over the country submitted names, and the Instigators was the one that won out. And then they went on to design the jerseys as well. So everything you see on the court was fan designed.
Gotcha.
And so we're really happy with it. We think it fits the community. We think it fits the team, and just the attitude that we want to go with. And so we're really excited about it. The logo, I think, is the best logo in the league.
It's certainly one of the cooler logos, especially for a team that just joins the league. I mean, kudos to you guys for putting that all together and getting that going. So I agree completely. Really cool.
Yeah.
So talk about, we're here toward the end of the season. Like you mentioned, February is when the regular season wraps up, correct?
That's right.
And then how long is the playoffs?
Yeah. So their playoffs in the ABA start early March. And they're similar to college basketball is what I would say is probably the best. So you have kind of your conference tournament where you get your top four seeds. So the top three seeds move on to the national championship. The battle for the fourth seed, all the other teams in the division battled out in a tournament to get that seed.
Okay.
And so then the top four go on. And so it takes about a month for the playoffs to play out because there's eight divisions. And then you have this massive tournament at the end where all these teams are playing against each other for the national championship. The reigning national champions are actually also based out of Indiana. So Indiana has a really strong history with the ABA, with the modern ABA, well, even going back to the Pacers, right? So yeah, we're battling it out right now. It's a really tight division race. Everybody's right around our record or a little higher. You have some teams that are outstanding, but you know, if we go on a run these last five games, we can be one of those top three seeds to get the automatic buy. And if not, then we play in an exciting tournament to get that fourth seed.
And I mean, if you want to see them go on that terrific run, obviously one of the big games is going to be this shot. And so I think that personally, there's a dual reason to go to this game. Obviously you want to, a chance at the glory of knocking down that shot inside the CRC, the loud CRC, but also just it's going to be a fight for you guys.
That's right.
For the rest of the way. And so you know you're going to be getting good basketball, high-scoring basketball. I mean, you're talking about, funny enough, Indiana Pacers-type scores. I mean,
absolutely.
This is a Pacers team right now that just so happens to be putting up, you know, the most points in the league, it seems like every single week. And so you guys are as well.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the ABA, give credit to the ABA. They changed some of their rules to increase scoring and excitement. One of which is what we call the 3D rule, where if a team turns it over in their own backcourt and the opposing team makes a bucket, it's worth an extra point.
Oh wow!
So you can see 3-point dunks and 3-point shots, and even, you know, we haven't done it yet, but it's a goal this year, is if you shoot a shot beyond half court, it's worth 4 points. With the 3D rule, it could be a 5-point shot.
Okay.
So it really lends itself to not just, you know, not what I would call like an NBA all-star where everyone's just putting up shots and no defense, but there's really competitive defense because there's an advantage to getting those turnovers. And so you're seeing full court action for 48 minutes.
So, I mean, that also leaves an opportunity. You get the steal, get the three, get fouled, 4-point play right there.
Absolutely. We've seen that a couple times. You know, maybe once a game or so, something like that is happening, which is fun. Once you get used to the rules, it's really fun to pick that stuff up and see what's going on. And the players get hyped as soon as you hear, you know, the 3D call throughout the entire gym.
Well, Corey, I appreciate you coming on. Once again, $10,000 on the line for one person, one lucky fan who decides to go to the basketball game on February 11th. From the CRC in Vermilion County. They're in Clinton, Indiana. The co-owner for the Instigators, Corey Kern, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Absolutely.
This has been Focus on the Community, produced by the DLC Media News Center. This program is broadcast Saturday morning at 6 a.m. on 104.9 WAXI and at 7 a.m. on WAMB The Breeze, 11:30 a.m., 106.9 and 99.5 FM, and on Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 105.5 The Legend and at 7 a.m. on 92.7 The Rock, WFMB. For a replay of this program or any past programs, go to any of our station's websites. Thank you for listening to Focus on the Community.